From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. 4 security officials were killed, 5 others wounded, as suicide bombers struck across Saudi Arabia Monday, detonating explosives in the holy city Medina, at a checkpoint outside of one of Islam's holiest sites, as well as in the eastern city of Qatif and near the U.S. consulate in Jeddah. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but Islamic State has carried out a series of bombing and shooting attacks in the kingdom over the past 2 years. Amin Saikal is a regional analyst at Australian National University.
The Islamic State itself is dominated by Sunni extremists, and the Prophet Muhammad is, of course, the leader of the not only Sunni Islam, but Islam as a whole. And any heinous acts against that the site can only damage the Islamic State more than it has already been, particularly in the eyes of the Muslims across the world.
No foreigners were hurt in Monday's blasts, which occurred as the holy month of Ramadan drew to a close. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visited Uganda Monday at the start of a 4-country tour to boost trade and security ties. Monday also marked the 40th anniversary of the Israeli commando raid at Uganda's main airport at Entebbe in 1976 to rescue Israelis taken captive by Palestinian and German hijackers who commandeered an Air France jet. The raid, which freed over 100 captives, resulted in the death of Mr. Netanyahu's brother. The Israeli leaders said his visit signals dramatic changes in relationships with Africa.
The historic summit that will be held later today between the leaders of 7 African countries and Israel testifies to the dramatic changes.
Mr. Netanyahu plans stops in Kenya, Rwanda, and Ethiopia. This is VOA.